Southampton got well and truly plastered. So what do you do with literally street loads of rubble? All of this all had to be cleared. But then they came out with the idea of building airfields. And Forest was quite transformed by building three major airfields. And the runways and so on were mostly made with the rubble from Southampton. But take Bewley, which is the one which I knew most about. Three very large runways and a major taxi strip all around it. But then it spread out. I mean, they took the whole of Bewley Heath, which is a biggish area. But it then also spread out into the woods, into the enclosures, where they had bomb stores and other things. Then the other direction, I think, into all the various quarters, the huts and so on, the administrative areas, workshops, hangars. And then in 1948, I suppose, no, 58, Bewley was the last one to be handed back. And they had a great big auction sale of all these buildings, and all the people from the farmers and the small businesses in the neighbourhood sort of descended on the auction and were buying these prefab buildings. And then we bought what was the entire Wath quarters. And they made very good buildings too. We did a lot of them.